Blog Talk Radio.
Come choose your Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it. We'll make you look like a breath of spring for the Easter parade.
Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. I know you're very pretty, but I just saw you sneeze, and I don't want to get a disease. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Can't you see? I'm trying to stay healthy, and diseases aren't free. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. Don't sneeze in my face. Don't cough in my face. Get out of my face. You might have said grace, but it's a disgrace. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. I know you're a big fan, and you're about to give me a grand, but did you wash your hands? Don't stand so close to me. Don't stand so close to me. I admit that you're really pretty, but I just saw you sneeze, and I don't want a disease. Don't stand so close to me.
Get ready for the Easter parade.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name, I'll say you my name.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love
no, come
out. Up.
Giddy up.
Say, man, who are them two cats over there?
I don't know, look like two cannibals to me.
We gonna have some new money.
stop eating with your finger.
Ah, eat him up. Put some more butter on that fat head. Ah, eat him up.
And now live from coast to coast, this is the Friday Possum Thief. Friday Night Possum. Those of you who have dared to join us here on a Friday night, you may have forgotten what day it was. It's Friday. Oh, boy. Did you take your pill today? Are you sure you took your pill? Welcome to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment, where tonight we will not politicize the COVID-19 crisis here on Goo Friday. Thanks for reminding me, Ford. Why beat a dead horse? We all... You seen with one thing and a bong bong and... We're sitting here looking like idiots. Okay, enough said. A bunch of other shit. Man, what a bad week. It's really fucking shitty week, man. Fucking Virginian, Mort Drucker, and like how many thousands of people that I don't even know their names. Fucked up, man. Well, not to dwell on the negative, because we could be here all night. With that said...
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name.
a bee-bopper, bop-bop-bopper, bee-bopper. Oh, a bee-bopper, dig that crazy bopper name. Oh! Cool, man, give me some skin. Oh! Cool, man, give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bopper. Oh! Cool, man, real, 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 real yours. Oh! Cool, man. Real, 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 real yours. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. J.
Is everybody happy?
Whoa.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite.
It sounds like the Pigeon Sisters are having an orgasm there, man.
Whoa. Whoa. That was some movie.
Could go either way. Could go either way. That was the X-rated version.
Uh-huh. I like it.
Freaking, the freaky odd couple. They were real pigeons. I'm going to talk about kinky.
A Tesla. We gotta make real tours of things. We gotta make that expression.
Ford is giving us some statistics, which are actually reassuring statistics, and are true.
Okay, all right.
You know, about how many people die every day on Earth, and how the COVID-19 is dropping a bucket. And I've, you know, I have a friend who's, I mean, he's freaking out because he's in the same boat as I'm in, you know, like, okay, you're not going to work for a while, you know.
Right.
And he's been going nuts and putting all these numbers together. And they're numbers, but, you know, they're still a real thing, and I don't want to get it. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
I was talking to a guy today, and he's like, well, you know, the reason why they have the shutdown is because of they don't want to overwhelm the hospitals, you know. So once the stay at home, and once the we're over the hump, then they can open things up and it'll be all right. Like, I don't know, man. You know, maybe you might be right, but I, you know.
I'm sure
I
could
deal where I wouldn't mind erring on the side of caution.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Exactly. I'm sure that's part of the reason, but, you know, it's not the, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. But I didn't want to argue because I think he's a paying customer.
Yeah. Besides, if you get it, they don't want you in the hospital. They want you to stay the fuck home.
Oh, yeah?
Die at home.
Yeah.
Die at home.
Yeah. Well, then they don't have to count you as a statistic either. So that's the other thing about the statistics. They might be counting more than that, or they might be counting less. I don't know.
Yeah.
I want to stay out of the politics of it, you know, because that's really disgusting to me that it's become a political fucking thing, man. You know, it's just gross. It's fucking gross, man.
Yeah.
All right. What are we doing here? Oh, set up this commercial blow up because I think. I've been blowing up commercials for the last couple of weeks because what are we, shut-ins? We're shut-ins, right? What are we, Gumby? What are we
over here? Shut-ins.
Shut-ins.
Uh-huh.
You said it, baby. All right. So watching a lot of TV, watching a lot of tube, getting sick of the fucking commercials, same commercials over and over, over and over, over and over. So this one is, it's not car insurance, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not hearing my background music. Anyway. It's not car insurance. It's it's like they want you to pay a premium each month. It's like that crappy home coverage they sell you when you get a mortgage. You pay them a premium each month, and then when your car actually does break down, then you don't have to pay anything, right?
Uh-huh.
Because you've already got it covered. And that's supposed to work out perfectly, and I'm sure it doesn't, you know.
Nah.
But, and I'm sure it's not legal everywhere. That's why I thought I'd bore you all with that explanation because, I mean, I can't imagine they'd have that in cool places like Canada where they look out for consumers and things.
Ah, scam.
Anyway, it's fucking
Everything should be a roll of the dice. That's the way I see it.
Well, not so much that. It's just this thing's not a thing. It's a joke. It's a scam. It's a con. It's a way to
you're
take.
Mostly paying
it's a way to
for
separate
nothing.
You from your coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Although I will say this, when I had the old house, I had to get that shit when I had the mortgage. And the furnace broke down, and they did come over on like a day, you know, in the winter, to fix it. And get charged.
There you go. There you have it.
Maybe it is a good thing. But I'm sick to death of this goddamn commercial. Can you feel me? Can
I
you
feel,
you feel me?
Well, what the fuck?
Car Shield. One of these days.
It's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on. Or worse yet, your car needs repair. That could mean a big surprise auto repair bill. Those repairs are more expensive than ever.
Damn it!
A new engine can be over $5,000.
Holy shit!
A new transmission over $4,000.
Are you shitting me?
That's why it's so important you call Car Shield today.
I like Car Shield because they were and they were slowly sharp.
I think everybody should have Car Shield. Once your manufacturer's warranty is expired, why, you'd be dumber than a sack of doorknobs not to have Car Shield. Jesus.
Now it's your turn to get the peace of mind that comes with having Car Shield,
you
so you can
like
worry less about auto repairs.
Friends,
call or go online right now to get Car Shield for yourself. Friendly, knowledgeable, money-saving representatives are available 24 hours a day. So if your vehicle has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, just tell us the make and model of your car or truck and get an instant plan quote. In a matter of minutes, you can be covered.
I was elated that I had Car Shield. I was more than happy.
It's no fun when your car's broke and you don't got any money because, you paid that premium to Car Shield and you can't afford to get your car fixed.
Here's how Car Shield works. When your car needs repair, you take it to your favorite mechanic or even your dealer, and Car Shield gets them paid directly. That's why Car Shield is America's premier auto protection provider.
The best thing to fear is Car Shield when something is going to go wrong with your car, because it will. And Car Shield is just the best thing to go wrong with your car.
My experience with Car Shield is that they every time I need them.
If my car breaks down, I can launch on Car Shield to get Emerald Fairfax. Car Shield definitely has got me.
Now it's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from sky-high auto repair bills. Call now for a free and instant protection plan quote. It's only a matter of time.
Pull the string. Car Shield.
Don't go out tonight, 'cause you probably won't die.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, double. What that is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Took that funny hop right over the center field fence.
Hot damn.
Money in the bank. Money in the bank. All right, Ted. Come out here. Places, everybody. Come on. Out here. Out here. Ted is so ready for the roll call.
All right, Ted.
Gentlemen. I don't know. I don't know any dog that's ever been more ready. You got that right. Well, first up, Cheeks is here.
Apple Cheeks. Hello, sweet apple.
Ted says hi to Mumsy.
All right. Hello, Mumsy. Welcome home.
Nice. Oh, Ted, you're so goddamn thoughtful. Look at you. You.
He's a sweetheart, that Ted.
Silly thing, you. All right. Next up, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
You know, it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
What'd you say? Oh, okay, I got it. Okay. Wow! There's a luminary from the past. But first, there's Ford Prefect!
Ford! Hello, Ford.
It wouldn't be a Ford without Prefect.
Ain't that the truth?
And, all of a sudden, who slid in there but Clark's Credit Chat Late Nights?
Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Good one. Ted is a little horse. And maybe probably more like a pony, but yeah. Okay. Now, Ford Prefect was here. We said that, right? Yeah. Ted says yes. And oh, there's Francie from the Francie and Friends.
Francie.
Ted says he's one of your friends. Isn't that nice? He's a good kid. And there's J. L. Patello.
Hey,
get the fuck out of here.
Patello.
I ain't seen him in a month of Sundays over there.
He's gotta help me out here. What was his name before? It was J something. Not L or not B. J something else.
Well, he's not that Jay-Z guy I've been reading about. Jay-Z? Jay Leno?
Yeah. They had another initial in there. Come on, people. Pop it in whenever you think of it. He's not Jay-Z, because that's that guy that's not going to die in
Jay-Z.
This weekend.
The guy on the cross. The guy on the cross over there.
Yeah. Not this week, not this year.
I love that story.
Man, I met this guy. This guy's like kind of a new friend, like how you, when you're an adult and you make a new friend, you're kind of like on probation, and you meet their friends. Oh, man, did I fail.
JT, there it is. JT, thank you.
JT.
Yep.
You
failed, huh?
And I said, and I just, you know, I started talking about Jesus on the cross and stuff, and boy, it did. That's a very sore subject with some church going people.
You got to watch Jesus Town USA.
Touchy. Yeah, that sounds interesting. That sounds interesting. Okay. And finally. Okay. Finally. Okay. It's the sinister minister of finance and parking. The one. The only. Professor R.J. Gumby.
There he is.
Real quickly. Season of Passover is upon us.
Yeah.
So I have a joke. Hold on, Ted. Here.
Later on.
Jewish guy invites his goyim friend in for a little meal.
Yeah.
He says, have some matzo ball soup.
Yeah.
He says, I've never had that before. He says, try it. You like it. If you don't like it, you don't got to finish. It's all right. I says, okay. Mm-hmm. Sits down, slurp, 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 finishes the whole thing. So the guy says, so you like the matzo ball soup? He says, the guy says, is the rest of the matzo edible? And there you have it, ladies and germs. The possum round.
All right. With your super host, Commodore Decker.
What kind of a station do you want, man?
Well, let's have a matzo ball.
Matzo ball? What's a matzo ball?
How dare you? What are you, from out of town or something?
What's a matzo? What's a ball? Tell us, man, what's a matzo ball?
Well, take a pad and a pencil out, and I'll tell you, it's no question about.
Matzo ball, matzo ball. What's a matzo ball? Matzo ball, matzo ball.
Well, here's how you make a matzo ball. You hire a band and you hire a hall. Then you give some crazy cats a call. And man, you got a matzo ball.
Matzo ball, matzo ball, let's have a matzo ball. Matzo ball, matzo ball, let's have a matzo ball.
Sydney rocks and Zelda shakes. Irving rolls and Shirley quakes. The whole gang's jumping wall to wall. And this I call a matcha ball.
And this is called a matcha ball.
You do 16 bars of rock and roll. You do the hand drive and take a stroll. And after this, you do the bop until the sun comes up.
Bop.
And now you've got the recipe. Come on, cats, and join with me. Grab your partner, shut the door, and let's start rocking at the matcha ball. Hey, man, this cat's trying to tell me something. By Jove, he's got it. You do 16 bars of rock and roll. You do the hand jive and take a stroll. And after this, you do the bop until the sun comes up.
Bop.
And now you've got the recipe. Come on, cats, and join with me. Grab your pot and short the door and let's start rocking. Let's start rocking. Let's start rocking at the matcha ball.
Let's have a matcha ball. Let's rock!
Parts of it are edible. That was the Passover joke from my pal Abe.
There you go.
Abe. What a pal, what a pal. I have no idea what Passover is. You know?
No.
Fucking ignorant, man. Seriously. I don't. I have no clue. I couldn't. But
all I know
I would
is
sound like
pass over the houses with the lamb blood on it. That's the only thing I know.
Oh, is that what it? Was that like, yeah. If I started trying to explain it, I'd sound like the president, you know? I mean, really.
Please.
Ba-dum-bum. That's becoming some political speak in the chat, man. I said we weren't going to politicize the fucking crisis.
It's unavoidable, Commodore. Unavoidable.
Beneath us. Beneath us, man. Beneath us.
Uh-huh. What else are we going to chat about?
What's that?
What else are we going to chat about? Are you getting bio right
Jamie
now? Jamie, baseball.
Christmas, you're going to make me go to the notes? What's that? I'm sorry. I'm talking over you.
Go for it. Go for those notes.
Oh, the notes? Okay. Oh.
There you go.
Here's one. This is just an observation. This is all the only note on this piece of scratch over here. Nice. Ted is like Uncle Bobo. He needs constant reassurance that he's loved, man. Constant reassurance that he's loved. And a lot of attention. Yeah, you got that right.
And small paws.
All right. No balls.
There you have it. Type of
no balls. No balls. Let's see. I know I got some more shit, man. Lipazine. What's that about? Oh, yeah. That's that shit. This was my mea culpa. My name is Commodore Decker, and I am a Felix. I'll admit it.
There you go. You feel during this crisis, or have you always been a Felix?
I've always been a Felix, man. I thought I was an Oscar, but I'm a Felix, man. Okay, can I pull out? I have to pull out some baby...
Yeah, this is radio. You can pull it out.
Okay, no, I had to pull out the baby Jeebus wings, you know.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
By the root. Because it's kind of a poem.
It's a
T-shirt idea. Yeah. Biden in the front and Trump in the trunk. Is it? I don't know. I'm working on it. Yeah, something like that.
All right.
At finger fuck
Joe. I like it.
I mean, he's got him beat, man. All that dude just grabs him by the pussy. Joe sticks that motherfucking finger in that bitch.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
He goes
oh, come on. Can I get some love on that? Can I get some love?
Very disturbing. That one video of him with the little girl, man, that was very, very disturbing.
And like every video of the other guy, disturbing.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. It's.
Every fucking single one from day one.
It's a fucking mess.
Oh, man, have you seen this fucking thing, man? This is the coolest goddamn... I can't wait till this is over because I'm not making any money, right? So I can't spend any money, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
You gotta buy beer, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, well, I guess food, too. Yeah, food. But other than that, you know, I try to keep it to a minimum. You know, no more luxuries. We gotta let Ted out. Oh, Ted's poo. I'm trying to cut Ted down on
treats.
I just
spent $110 on cigars today.
No kidding.
Oh yeah.
Stocking up.
Yeah.
Nice. That's the way to do it, man. You want to buy in bulk.
Yeah.
Now I noticed, like, I probably had enough supplies to get through a month or so of something like this without going out for supplies, except for one thing. My
What's
Achilles
that?
Heel. Beer!
Okay, yeah. Gotta have the beer.
And I need one of them kegerators, man. That's just all there is to it. Then I'll be prepared.
Yeah.
No, I was watching this. Facebook. Oh, we got Tyler Zanke's on the hold. I don't mean to jam him up forever. But I hate to tell him I didn't download his file, and so I don't have it to play tonight. But anyways, Facebook keeps showing me all this really...
His name.
Mini Nifty was the old...
Mini Nifty. There you go.
Yeah, Mini Nifty is like a joint that he... It's not him. It's a joint thing with somebody else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's part of it.
Yeah. Anyways, Facebook keeps showing me all this cool shit that they want me to buy, right? These advertisements.
Evil bastard.
Oh, look at this fucking shirt. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'd look like the cat's pajamas in that shirt. Yeah, I got the extra $28 for a shirt right now. What the hell? Anyway, I made of money. What am I, Minsk from Pinsk? So, that's kind of getting on my nerves.
Yeah,
I keep seeing these things. I'm like, wow, I need that. It's like, oh, geez, I need that.
Checks you could get,
no.
man, with that shirt.
With that shirt. That shirt, man. Yeah. I'd be closing deals left and right. No doubt about it. But I saw
like
one.
Really get that
I
bed.
Actually watched an infomercial. For like a half hour. Have you ever seen the Shark Ninja?
What the fuck? What is that?
It's like one of those things that vacuums your house, right?
Yeah.
And it goes around and it's got like claws that scoop everything up, man. It's
like
the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It runs
yeah,
by itself?
It's just you order it. And you open up the box, it crawls out, and it just starts sucking up the dirt on your floor for the rest of your life.
Jesus Christ.
And you can even, like, program it to talk back to you and stuff. Yeah. Sings Irish folk songs,
shit.
I think. Well, it was really late, so I'm not sure on the details. But it was really fucking cool, man. I gotta... Actually, I don't need one. I don't really need one of those. But it looked neat. So much
Shark
for that.
Ninja. It sounds like one of those sci-fi
movies. To scare Jim off, man. Uh-oh. Jim hit the bricks. That's okay. Everybody's welcome
Shark
in the Possum
Ninja.
Lounge, man. I mean, do we discriminate? Do we discriminate? We don't discriminate.
No, we don't. We're good possum.
Hey, is this Tyler, our old pal?
Mini Nifty.
He's just listening.
Oh, okay.
He must not be ready to chime in. But anyway,
okay.
That was Tyler, our old pal. Let's get around.
All right.
That's our Hitler!
There it is.
Indeed. Oh, there's Jim. Jim's back.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Need to check with
well, let me see if I got a quickie. Do we got a quickie? Quickie would be work really
lay
good.
Lay a quickie
here.
On us.
Damn. Let me see if I
much
got
much needed quickie.
Quickie. Oh, we did the matzo ball. That was good.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. There's
like
the Ted song. Well, how about a commercial? A word from our sponsor. There you go.
Yeah. We need it.
All right. Let's see. This is always a crowd pleaser.
I'm sure you recognize this lovely melody as Stranger in Paradise. But did you know that the original theme is from the Polovetsian Dance No. 2 by Borodin? So many of the melodies of well-known popular songs were actually written by the great masters, like these familiar themes.
No! No! He's got me! He's got me! Oh, oh, oh!
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck,
yeah.
Then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack, a fuck shit stack.
Now, all of the best love melodies from the classics have been gathered by Vista Marketing into a big four-record collection. Yes, here are 120 of the greatest works of Strauss, Beethoven, Schubert, and many more, performed by Europe's finest musicians. It's a priceless introduction to the classics that will enrich every home. But there's a great deal more. You also get this special collection of piano masterpieces. 30 of the most beautiful melodies ever composed for the keyboard.
Hey, Mo!
Yes, now you can get 150 of the world's greatest music masterpieces, all for only $12.98. This collection is also available on 8-track cartridges and cassettes for only $15.98.
Here's a unique opportunity to own a complete library of the world's most beautiful music. Here's how to order yours.
Call 1-800. There's nothing else this year now, Froft. 1-800-443-6100. Receive $4 in COD charges plus handling. by mailing check or money order for $12.98 for the record albums or $15.98 for the 8-track or cassettes to the Classics. Box
0397-06-05-2804-079-26-05-807.
Radio City Station, New York, New York.
08-355-0973.
Hello.
Oh, hey, crack me up.
Today is Junior right. Sample's birthday. Not to mention Crazy Guggenheimer, but yep.
Junior Sample's birthday. All right. I'm working on it.
There
you go. Whiz.
Okay.
I'm working on it over here. I know it's in there somewhere. Come on, man. There it is.
All right.
Remember, the number to call is BR549.
There it is. Beauty.
Okay.
BR549.
I was listening to some of his recordings last night because I was going to post it to you, but they were just too long and drawn out.
Oh, man, those are dry.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
long
recordings.
Yeah. They just sitting there on the porch talking.
Talking about a
Go
big
on
fish that got
on.
Away.
Yeah. I noticed today I was flipping past the Hee-Haw, which I'm so glad that's back on television. It tickles me. when they're sitting around the shack, you know, all poor and lazy and sitting there, you know, being losers. I'd never noticed before that all the horseshoes are pointing down with all the luck running out. That's why they're losers. They're lucky that shed didn't burn down. That's what I'm saying. Hey, everybody, repeat with me. Ted, lay down. Go lay down.
Ted, lay down.
Ted, everybody wants you to lay down. They're worried about you. You're overeating. You're going to have a conniption or a coronary or something. Or a heenie.
I think I hear Nifty.
You don't start playing safe.
Hey, Nifty, you with us? I thought I heard Nifty.
Well, I'll put Nift on mute because, you know, what if he like starts having sex or something? You know, it's like,
yeah, you never know.
Oh, baby, yeah, like, oh. You know, and then they start describing the sex. You know, like, oh, stick it in my ear. Oh, yee, jeez. Oh man. Oh, let me bite your toenails off. Could be embarrassing.
Let your freak flag fly.
All right, it's time once again. To spin the wheel.
Yeah, all right.
Take a spin.
Go on.
You could be a winner. Awesome.
Good, lay down.
Yay.
Lay down.
What is it?
Great. Great reviews. Now go lay down. You don't want to ruin it. He just doesn't know when to make an exit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You got to know when to. Thank you and good night, Ted.
Leave a blast.
What a face. You're a dingo. Look at you. You ding dong. All right. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. And tonight is no exception, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Yoko Ono, so.
Oh, okay. That's a plus then.
There is that. Actually, this was kind of melodic tonight. Once again, we're making fun of people from places that speak different languages because it sounds funny to us. Huh?
It does.
Yeah. And we're like pretty ignorant Americans, and we only speak one language.
Poorly.
Yeah, poorly at that. Mm-hmm. So, with our heads firmly placed up our asses...
Yeah.
I proudly present tonight's 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Hot damn.
It's in German.
Oh, okay.
No, it's in German, Ford. people. We don't speak. I'd play a Canadian. I don't understand Canadian, to be honest.
Yeah.
I tried. I took. Try this one. 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Enjoyment.
Heute schwarz, denn alles, was so rosarot war, ist jetzt schwarz. Oh, sag mir doch, was ist mit uns denn nur geschehen? Warum muss ich jetzt alles schwarz in schwarz versehen? Rosso wie Feuer hat die Liebe einst geglüht. So schnell wie roter Mond ist sie für uns verblüht. Oh, und alles ist so schwarz und leer jetzt um mich her. Oh, sag mir doch, gibt es denn keinen Ausweg hoch am Himmel stehen und unsere Liebe, sie wird wieder neu erstehen. Oh, rot so wie Feuer wird sie wieder für uns blühen und 100.000 rote Blumen werden blühen. Und schau die rote Tür, zum Glück sie öffnet sich. Sie öffnet sich zum neuen Glück für dich und mich. Oh, sag mir doch, oh, sag mir doch, was ist mit uns geschehen? Warum muss ich jetzt alles schwarz nur sehen?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, he got his cue this week, baby.
You're right on there.
They're right.
McDonald's. I just fired up a fat gherkin, man. I love gherkin cigars.
Sweet.
So I'm set.
Sweet. I have no idea what that
I'm
is.
One happy Gumby.
Good. Good. Oh, this was cool. Well, no, it wasn't cool. But it was interesting. There's a difference. There's a fine line between cool and interesting.
Oh, yeah. I hear you.
Well, we opened with that pithy, timely song about cannibalism.
Yeah.
You can find that at the Sam Goody's and National Record Mart. 99 cents for the 78 RPM.
Sam Goody's.
But speaking of cannibalism and Sam Goody, somebody posted this article. British royalty dined on human flesh 300 years ago.
All right. I get that.
It was kind of disturbing reading this. You know, like, into the cannibalism kind of lingered on as accepted practice into the 18th century. And
that is quite disturbing.
A lot of it was, you know, voodoo medicine, kind of like the Oxy Cola Crowley Queen or whatever the fuck that shit is. They thought, you know, if you ate a guy's penis or something, you'd get a bigger dick or something. You know, dumb shit like that. You know, if you ate the spleen, you'd grow chest hair.
Well,
so,
in Hoodooism, they believe it keeps the spirit of the person alive in you. It keeps the person alive. Keeps it going.
Yeah, there's that angle, too. That's another angle. Yeah. Another angle. But a lot of this was just dopey, you know, voodoo medicine. Okay. Brains of a gay guy, you'll be able to withstand radiation burns. I think that was
I
one of
that
them.
So,
So anyway, this news is grosser than the 3 minutes, I'm sorry. Anyway, the fucking British royalty were really into it, man. They were like chowing down on human parts and shit. So,
yeah.
Moving right along.
Okay.
You know, fuck, man.
Eat the peasants.
I don't even want to think about shit like that. All right, now, they get a bad rap, these guys, right? You ever hear these guys? It's, like a fraternal organization. They call themselves the Mafia.
they don't exist.
Well, these guys, there's some guys. These guys, over there in Italy, and they're hit. You know, this thing's hitting them. There's no sports to bet on. You know, this and that. People aren't wanting to visit the houses no more. And it's hard to squeeze money out of a rock, man. How you gonna put the bite on somebody when they ain't got no cash?
That's so bad for the mafia.
Yeah,
they gotta make a
living. You know what the mafia's doing? Mafia's giving back. They're opening
giving
food
back.
Banks and shit like that. Yeah, in Italy.
Okay.
They got free pasta and flour and shit and milk and by God, it warms your heart.
Maybe they're doing sanitary work now with sanitation and everything. They're fun.
Well,
so maybe
it's I don't know. I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt because that Marlon Brando, he sure was a charming, vicious murderer.
Exactly.
There was something about milk. They were throwing milk away because people weren't buying. Oh, here we go. Wisconsin dairy farmers forced to throw away 56,000 pounds of milk because no one's buying it. What kind of fucking disaster is this? You're supposed to buy milk and toilet paper, not just toilet paper. What about the milk?
I thought it was milk and toilet paper. I can't remember the last time I drank milk. Christ.
Oh, me neither. God.
Oh.
I used to buy the smallest container because I like to make scrambled eggs with it, you know?
That's way back when I had it. Yeah, I don't make scrambled
eggs.
Nine
out of ten times
that
bad boy.
Yeah, it would turn into cottage cheese, man. Yeah. Always goes bad. So anyway.
Elk.
It's really depressing. It's like all your hard work is just running down the drain, says this one farmer. No, it literally is your hard work running down the drain, sir.
Not to mention the poor fucking cows.
I know.
For no reason at all.
They tease them into these giant teats, and then the damn thing won't go off. And it's,
only you get poured down the drain. Think of the cows, people. Think of the cows.
Okay. Now, did you read about the tiger in the zoo that had the COVID-19?
Oh, I've heard that in passing. Tell us about it.
Yeah. I didn't set myself up. I didn't copy the link. But I heard that, you know, I guess it's transferable to animals and whatnot. Well, here's a story about a zoo, about some zoo. In the zoo in Hong Kong, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They have these pandas, Ying Ying and Li Li, right?
Yeah.
And they've been trying to get them to, Auga, you know, that thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, make some puppies and whatnot. Well, now that there are people gaping at them 24/7, they're getting it on, man. That fucking Ying Ying's getting his fucking, he's finding his groove, baby.
That's some kinks, man, when you got an audience. Yeah. That's some kinky fucking
You know, it doesn't
pandas.
Work for everybody. Some people, yeah. Johnny Wad Holmes, you know, for instance, Seika. Who's the one I like? Ginger Lynn. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you know, they liked fucking
Kobe,
Kunati, but not
Ty.
The pandas so much.
I like Kobe Ty.
Hey, I remember your Kobe Ty, Jones. Hell yeah, man. I'm not going to argue with that one. Okay.
Need an audience, right?
Some do, but not the pandas. Not good for
you. Need that guy in the audience behind the hedges whacking off.
But not the pandas.
That's what the pandas want. Oh, the pandas want that.
No, the pandas. No, the pandas don't want. They don't want. Not. They want privacy, man. They're like.
I thought it went the other way. Oh, okay.
The door locked and you know, the phone off the hook. It's not.
They're no fun. Pandas are no
fun. Right. You know, the fucking phone's not there. There's no hook. Good as that, man. All right.
No.
Oh yeah. Just in case. Oh, what was the other? There was another. In India, the Himalayan mountains were visible for the first time in 30 years.
Jesus. you are right.
Because of all
you are right. Correct. You are correct. You know. That we should do this once a month for 1 week. Just shut down.
Yeah.
Everyone stay in.
Just once a month. Every year, no industry, fuck, give the planet a minute to fucking breathe. And the planet comes back hard, man.
Once a year, though, man. Once a year might be too often. Once a decade. One full month, once a decade.
I was thinking twice a year, but okay. I mean, you know, I'm kind of enjoying this time off, to be honest with you.
Why? We can. I'm going to be broke as shit after this.
Yeah, I know. I'm running low on scotch.
Oh,
buddy. Oh,
yeah.
But it's not all fun and games for the environment. Okay? We do need this once a year because the climate change hasn't gone away just because of COVID-19. No.
We still got that. We still have that, folks, to deal with.
But things are looking better. If you ignore this science, then you're really an idiot, okay? Because I mean, there's a lot of science denial going on in this country. I mean, the science behind pandas fucking—you can't deny it's undeniable.
Yeah.
All right,
it's science.
You know what? You know what this COVID-19 thing might bring to a. You know, a lot of casualties, big body count, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what might be on the pile of corpses on this thing? Fucking
What's
print.
That?
Print.
Print.
Print. The Plain Dealer of Cleveland, the biggest paper in the state of Ohio. Dead.
Oh, okay.
Dead.
Yeah.
The comic book industry.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's been on life support. Comic book industry, dead.
Yeah.
Comic book
stores,
dead. Man, they're just dropping like flies. The printed word is now no longer physical. So
it's like
if you have trouble.
Books are dying.
If you have trouble in the mornings, you know, and you need a. Some of us need some newsprint in our hands before, you know, nature can take its course.
I can't read off of a fucking Kindle, man. I need a book. I need a paperback book.
No, I don't like dragging the desktop into the can. It's very, it takes a lot of, it's a big ordeal.
Not that I can read anything with this dead eye.
Man, that's true. My eyes are going, dude. I'm fucking Vanderbilt over here. We talked about the wipes clogging up the sewage with the toilet paper shortage. Be careful what you flush.
Yeah.
Be careful what you flush. Not everything treats the waterways like toilet paper. Even toilet paper is not that great. Well, what's this? Oh, Jesus. Never mind. We're not talking about that. Oh man, this is just all kind of bad news, man. I'm trying to come up with something good.
Good luck with that one.
I know, man. Where's the good news? Yeah, that's no good. oh, geez.
Hey. Stanley Cup's finals canceled. Ooh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. This is just one thing after another. Oh, the poop cupcakes, we talked about those. Playboy, again, Playboy magazine ends print. No more Playboy magazine. They've been flirting with that for...
On the internet. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been flirting with that for a couple of years, and that's finally in the cards. How are you going to... what are you going to hide under your mattress? You know?
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
Well, you figured every little kink that you're into, you can find on the internet.
Yeah. It sucks.
Right now, I'm looking at two pandas.
I know.
They can't get away from me, man. I'm on top of it.
Well, the thing about the panda porn, it's so fucking rare. Yeah. You know, it's hard to get. Hard to get. They don't like fucking in front of
cameras. Because they're shy little fucks.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. They got to make them into tiny little, mites.
Mm-hmm. They're in there. They're in there.
Real cameras. Yeah. All right. Now, it's okay. So everybody's checking their temperature and shit, right?
Yeah.
One last public service announcement here. Well, the average human body temperature is no longer 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And for those of you in Canada, I have no idea what the conversion rate is. But a normal temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit and has gradually declined for more than 150 years in the United States by about 1.6%. So, if you're a little low, you're good to go. But if you're high, you might be starting to cry because you might, you know, because that's the thing. You got to watch your fever with this corona shit. So
it's all part of evolution.
Be careful out there. So if you're really high, then you're really high because you're probably low to begin with. Does that make sense? Boy.
If you're stoned, you're low.
If you're really high. I hate when that happens, man. Really? Right. Well, with that in mind, stay safe. Yeah.
Stay safe, kids.
Hey, Ken.
Don't stop me. No.
back to our show.
Let's talk about Badfinger, man.
Those poor bastards.
Jesus God. You read that story and you're like, okay, I'll take the pipe. What the hell?
Suddenly I don't feel so bad about getting fucked in the head by Smoker Zone. I just look at Pete Hannon.
Yeah.
This guy's really got it bad. Yep.
So much talent. So much fucking talent.
Oh, yeah.
But that was Leon Russell on the keyboards. Leon on the keys and George on the slide. Yeah. I didn't know it either, man. I was looking it up.
Russell.
I was like, because I just thought that song was kind of, you know, fit the situation with everybody staying inside, locked inside their lonely room day after day.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, man. You can't beat. I mean, if you got George Harrison and Leon Russell on a record, what are your chances of success? Oh,
did
good
I
Lord.
Know that?
I didn't know it until this week.
Interesting, man. Interesting.
Well, that's it. I put that one aside. That's a cartoon idea. Nah. It's not as good as the Shark Ninja. Forget it. Okay. All right, that's the only one that's good on here. All right. Have I ever talked about Fluckies? Fluckies.
No, I wouldn't remember Flucky.
Okay. Flucky, and I don't know if this is a colloquialism that is local to a town, village, or just my mom. But she used to have this word called a Flucky.
Flucky.
And a Flucky. So it's like one Christmas, or one year, one Christmas, we ended up eating the stuff on Christmas. One summer we had elderberry bushes that grew on the property, and we collected all the elderberry bushes, and she proceeded to try to make elderberry jam or jelly, okay? And a Jehovah's Witness came to the door.
Yeah.
And if you knew my mom, well, that got her wound up. And she had him backing down the stoop. Anyway, she got distracted from her jelly and missed one of the steps in making it jelly. And it came through, and it turned out to be elderberry syrup was the result. It wasn't jelly or jam. It was like a it was syrup.
Stick this to it, huh?
And we made lemonade out of lemons and used it on ice cream, and it was delicious. But that is an example of a Flucky. You fuck up and then get lucky, see?
Oh, okay.
That's what it means.
Right. A Flucky. All
right. It's like when you fuck something up, but it turns out right.
Uh-huh.
And that happens
uh-huh.
all the time, you know. That's the word for it. It's a Flucky. So,
okay.
Sniglets, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
So what's the opposite?
We're bringing
them
back.
What's an anti-Flucky? Because one time my mother was making meatloaf, and she accidentally put vanilla extract in it instead of Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah.
So that's the opposite.
I think that's just
Flucky.
A fuck up.
Yeah,
that's a fuck up.
That's a fuck up. There's no cute word for that one.
No.
Vanilla extract in our fucking meatloaf. I went over big. Thanks, Ma.
Ooh. That'd be delicious, man.
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay, I've got a recipe for the beef short ribs. I've got them defrosted. I'm going to have them tomorrow out of the freezer. Found a recipe that didn't require anything that I don't have in the house. Clicked off the damn chat room. Need to get the chat back. I screwed up. Oh, there we go. I'm back. Hi, gang. Anyhow, you want a polka? We could polka.
Okay,
it's Friday.
We got to do polka going. Hey, where's JT?
JL says the same. He says the same thing happened to him, except he was cooking meth when the Jehovah's came by and he blew up the house. How do you like that? How do you like that? Who'd have thought?
Phony
hoes.
Woohoo! Yeah,
baby.
I know. All right, well, let's polka, ladies and gentlemen.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Well, hello there, mein Damen und Herren. My name is Jason Favis, and this is my polka band, West Coast Prost. We're going to do a little number for you that I think you might know. So if you're sitting at home, sing along with us. Here's the Beer Barrel Polka. Ready, boys?
Oh, yeah.
One, two, three.
Trying to, you know, cut up and be funny and blah, 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 social. And the guy'll say a punchline, you know. He'll say, oh, yeah, well, his old lady sure didn't know, huh? You know, and everybody, like, look at him and go, hey, yeah, that's good. You know, they kind of nod, yeah, that's a good one. But then they always say it a second time, you know, because, it flopped. And people need to learn, man. When it bombs, just leave it, man. Walk away. Because you bring it up again. Yeah, it never gets any funnier. It never, ever gets any funnier. So that's something I like to watch out for when I'm interfacing, as it were. This is another weird, just random thought about superheroes.
Okay.
Yeah, at Iron Man. Iron Man? You know what I'm talking about? Iron Man?
I vaguely know.
That's one superhero. That's one superhero that really has to watch his weight, don't you think? I mean, he gains 5 pounds. That fucking suit of armor is going to be tight, you know?
Ooh.
It's going to hamper his crime-fighting abilities, I would think.
Hey, that's just like nice loose-fitting pants. A big stick of butter.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that fucking thing.
I don't know. You know, I don't know if they ever thought about that in the movies, but it could be like a cool angle.
All I know is it's a terrific jazz piece, Iron Man. I'm going to have to post it by Woody Shaw.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Woody Shaw, Iron Man. I have to post it tonight so people know what the hell I'm talking about.
JL's ex-wife was fat and easy. Like the to beer pill.
That's my, the way
my,
I like it.
But you know what? Both my ex-wives were skinny, especially the second one. Holy mackerel. She turned sideways. She disappeared.
My ex was a little thing. Little petite thing.
Oh, well, Korean. Little teeny Korean. Yeah.
Tiny, tiny titties, but big nipples that stuck out. Always protruding nipples.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, Jack.
Uh-uh.
Nothing wrong with that, my friend.
It was always.
No, it's as good as
she
a
said it was
to
very uncomfortable.
You know, it's all about the nip, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the boob.
Yep.
It's all about the nip.
The nip. We're all about the nip.
Pointing that out. And so is the nip. Alrighty. Let's head toward... Well, I guess now we got a minute. I don't think I have any more pithy notes.
Pithy. It's all about pith.
Pithy. Oh, okay, here's the last one. I guess I hate Whoopi Goldberg.
You guess you hate her?
Yeah, apparently.
I said
Whoopi rose to fame because she was brash, period. Brash enough to talk about her vagina, period. Now, just the thought of that stank hole scares men more than Corona 19.
Good God.
That's not really...
You should do a whole show reading your notes.
That's not really fair to Whoopi, though. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it is. Totally fair.
That stank hole got Ted dancing. For some bizarre reason.
Somebody put up a thing. I said the women on a view. Millionaire woman, millionaire woman, millionaire woman, millionaire woman, and millionaire woman.
Yeah.
Fuck 'em. The fuck. You're out of touch.
A millionaire woman.
Go play with your big nipples for all I care. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Getting back to the nipples.
I dream of big nips and some pubic hair. La da da dee da.
Yeah. Real George.
How about big nips and blonde pubic hair? Yeah, I'm talking about it. Yeah, that's. I was there, dude. That is.
Coffee. I saw the coffee.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Tomorrow morning is Eastern time. Eminence Front Radio.
Oh.
Another rerun. He's going to be doing the Quentin Tarantino movies. Music from his movies. His songs from his movies. So there you have it.
A lot of good music there, man.
A lot of good music.
Crying out loud.
Quentin knows his music.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not allowed in the studio, man.
Uh-uh.
Fucked up.
Eminence is doing it.
Well, I'd like
home.
To thank everybody for coming. JL, man, good to see you, man. Don't be a stranger.
I guess it was
that
JL.
Is... JR.
Coffee.
JQ.
I guess it was
my nickname
JL.
Used to be JR, and there's no R anywhere in my name, but I just got
that's
JR.
That's why I thought it was weird with his middle name's Lorenzo. And I could have sworn we called him J something else before. Maybe I'm wrong. I guess it was JL. Hey, I'm 60. The mind's
maybe
going,
it was,
baby. The mind
maybe
is
it
going.
Was JQ.
JQ. JQ Public, we used to call him. JQ Public.
Yeah, John Q Public. There he is. All right, man. All well, right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Energize!
Soboluros on share. We need to isolate ourselves. That's what we've all been told to do. Stay indoors, stay
what I want you to do. For as I said repeatedly, keep you made up between you and me. Stay home and stay the NHS. We'll all end up in a mess. Go to Cornwall or in the day. Just wash your hands and your thoughts. Scrub your nails. Put on sanitizer too. Wear rubber gloves when you open the door. Another suggestion for you. To save your head and the air that goes around. We'll be safer than not me. So don't help yourself to my lips, to my heart. Please stay far away from me. All right. Yeah. We have done what I would do. We might have got out in a month or two, but now we've been put all locked down, and that really makes me frown because of all you stupid clowns. Just wash your hands and your thumbs, scrub your nails, put on sanitizer too. Wear rubber gloves when you walk from the door. Another
it out for a while with that one, man. That was a good one. All right, Gumby.
So we did the 700, see, huh? We beat Grimmy.
Grimmy got shut out last night. The Skype wouldn't work, so
okay.
We got number 700. I forgot to make a big deal out of that. But,
see, that's the
podcast
guys were looking out for us, baby.
They knew Possum was something special.
There you have it.
Man. Well, see you Monday.
See you Monday.
All right, assuming that, you know what I'm saying.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!
Shit! End the show!